is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A big farewell in New York last night.
I don't know why you say goodbye, I'll say hello.
Paul McCartney was the very last guest on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, correspondent Jared Hill.
This show, I want you to know and you to know, has been a joy for us to do for you.
And with that, Stephen Colbert closed out an 11-year run as host of CBS's The Late Show. In July of 2025, CBS parent company Paramount announced Colbert's cancellation, calling it a purely financial decision against a challenging backdrop in late night. It is not related in any way to the show's performance, content, or other matters happening at Paramount. Still, the decision raised eyebrows, with Colbert, a sharp critic of Paramount's decision to settle a lawsuit against CBS filed by President Trump.
NASCAR fans are paying tribute to racing legend Kyle Busch after the shocking news the 41-year-old had died.
Kyle Busch kind of embodied that spirit of, I'm going to win and you're going to like me, or you're not going to like me, and a lot of people like them.
His family says Busch died suddenly hours after he was hospitalized for a severe illness, no specifics on what it was. Busch was testing in a racing simulator Wednesday when he became unresponsive. The Senate adjourned abruptly and lawmakers bolted from D.C. for the Memorial Day recess without voting on a bill funding some of the president's key priorities, including his White House ballroom. It came amid pushback from Republicans over the nearly $1.8 billion anti-weaponization fund intended for Trump allies who feel they were wronged by the Biden administration. The president's advisor, Stephen Miller.
This settlement is just a small measure of the justice that they are owed.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We'll do everything we can to stop this slush fund.
Hundreds of people in Greenland have been protesting President Trump's plans for greater influence over the semi-independent Danish territory.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. They gathered outside the newly opened American consulate in Greenland's capital. The purpose, they said, to show the American people that Greenland is a democratic country.
And in a democratic country, no means no.
The U.S. has long viewed its bases on Greenland as vital to U.S. national security. Behind the scenes, a Danish, Greenlander, and U.S. working group is trying to reconcile those needs with Greenland's assertion of national sovereignty, so far without success.
Kevin Warsh will be sworn in today as the new Fed chair. Here's Ed O'Keefe.
Many analysts have noted that Warsh has, in the past, emphasized inflation risks and tended to favor higher rates.
Dow futures up 134. This is CBS News.
The stars shine brighter on CBS Morning.
This is a slam dunk.
So cute.
Gail came in singing for me today.
On CBS Mornings.
You know that big bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right? It doesn't clean as well.
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, let me make an announcement.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Stop paying for watered-down detergents. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods. Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Ready or not, summer is coming, and Wayfair's Memorial Day clearance is on now. Right now through May 25th, get up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus, score amazing doorbuster deals all sale long and surprise flash deals on Memorial Day. We're talking thousands of products at every style and budget. Now is the time to save big on must-haves for your patio, backyard, and beyond. These savings won't last, so don't wait. Shop Wayfair's Memorial Day clearance now through May 25th.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The top Gaza envoy for the Board of Peace is warning the current situation there could unravel the plans for its future. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Nikolay Mladenov says the risk is that the deteriorating status quo becomes permanent.
A divided Gaza, Hamas holding military and administrative control over 2 million people across less than half the territory.
He says with Hamas refusing to lay down arms and Israel maintaining troops in a large part of Gaza, reconstruction money is frozen.
Emily is saying adieu to Paris.
I'm Emily, your new neighbor.
Enchanté.
The star of the hit Netflix show made the announcement in a video. Lily Collins did.
After 6 unforgettable years of playing Emily Cooper, I'm here to share that this upcoming 6th season will be our final.
It'll be filmed in Greece, Monaco, and then the cast jets back to the City of Light for the finale. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.